still our number one industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's absolutely important. It is our industry across Tennessee.
Representative Curtis Halford is chairing once again the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee during the 110th Tennessee General Assembly. He represents the 79th district of the state, which includes Gibson and part of Carroll County. And he says even though that area is predominantly rural, it's still vital to the overall economy.
Sure, we read in the paper and in all those places about how many jobs with this company coming in and how many they're bringing in, and that's good. That's what we strive for every day. We want that to happen. But at the same time, we have to remember that agriculture, especially in Northwest Tennessee, where I'm from, and from West Tennessee, it is our industry. It could not be any more important to us than, sure, we would love to have those other jobs come in, but we know that agriculture is our industry.
Chairman Halford says one of the challenges that farmers and rural lawmakers face is explaining the importance of agriculture to the general public and those lawmakers that represent those urban areas.
Well, and not only do we inform them about what's going on, but we may get in a rut sometimes, and they may ask questions that make us think about what we need to be doing and not to get us out of that rut that we might be in, you know, just concentrating strictly on agriculture. There are other things in this world, of course. And so we would expect those members to ask those questions that make us think and maybe have a different take, a different thought on what could be done to help agriculture.
Representative Curtis Halford, chairman of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, the vice chairman of that committee once again is Representative Andy Holt of Dresden, and the committee will celebrate Ag Day on the Hill March 14th. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.